people to hunt for you, I think. Yeah, so we talked yesterday through the Balamor. How the Balamor understands why is Shiva Rechutz Plot going to Rala. So Balamor learns because neither Isis is King Rabin, even in a. But really, neither Isis is. This is a Bedomin Kaninu. In Rashi, it's very awesome to learn it. That thing's impossible, but in Rashi, it's very awesome. Rashi says, when Rashi explains the whole Gemara, Rashi keeps saying that the Yisai of the Gemara is that there's only Kimon Rabbani and a Tashlum and not an Ahashava. To say that's altogether only a Dindar Rabbanon, in Rashi, it's a little bit strange. So I thought perhaps we could say another Malach in Rashi. Why is Shiva B'chutz Pata? Afterwards, I saw that Reb Shimon says that Reb Shmuel says that he heard this from Reb Shimon. This what? So, perhaps you can answer. Maybe we could say the following. Let's start like this. What is about Kama? Somebody stole something that was worth one zuz, and he broke it. Now it's worth four zuz. So he's chayav four zuz. Because there's a new ma'ase mechayev. The breaking it now, and it's worth four zuz, is mechayev and four zuz. Aksoyis learns as mazik, the Nesivus learns no, it's a new ma'ase gneva. That we don't have to get into right now, but we understand that the breaking it, it's worth four zuz, is a mechayev, it's a new mechayev of four zuz. So he's chayev one zuz from the Ereva, and he's chayev four zuz now because of the new ma'ase shvira. Of course, not chayev five zuz, because one is subsumed in the other, but there's a mechayev of one zuz, that's the original ma'aseh neva. But now when he breaks it and it's with more, so now we're able to mechayev him, we're able to mechayev him four zuz. No, maybe that's even a good point of departure. Maybe I'll use that for maybe that's a good point of entry. Let's say like excites that the ma'aseh shvira is mechayev mazik. So he has a chiyuv gneva from the original gneva, and now he has a chiyuv since that's one zuz. But now when he breaks it, when it's worth four zuz, so there's a new mechayev of four zuz also mazik. So why talk isn't he chayev five zuz? Let's say mechayev from one zuz mitzad the gneva and four zuz mitzad the mazik. I mean, it's not a kasha, but I want to say why it's not a kasha. Maisi had two. He did two things here. He stole something that's worth one zuz. That's mechayev of one zuz. And now he breaks it, and it's not the day katala. You know, like Rova, it's not the day katala. I mean, anyway, it's not the day katala. It's even according to Rav, there's no kimul Rav over there, so it's not the day katala. So now I have a new mechayev of mazik of four zuz. So four and one is five. That's mechayev and five zuz. Anyway, the pasuk answer, maybe there's other answers. So this is what I want to get. What I want to get at is the ma'ase mazik is not mechayev from four zuz. It's only mechayev from three zuz, because the fourth zuz he wasn't mafsid the bialim, because that zuz he already owed to the bialim anyway. When you mazik something, you chayev for being mafsid the bialim. What were you mazik? What were you mafsid the bialim? Go over to the bialim. The bialim has a car. It's worth four zuz. You smash it to smithereens. So you were mastered in four zuz. So you chayev mazik. You were mastered in four. Over here, this thing that he stole, he's already chayev one zuz of that. He's already obligated to pay one zuz back to the bialim alzgana. So that zuz he already owes to the bialim, regardless of what he does to this keli. You know, he could do whatever he wants to the keli. That zuz he's not going to be mafsid the bialim, because that zuz he already owes the bialim alzgana. What he's mafsid the bialim is the other three zuz. So the mazik, the meister mazik, is chayev in the remaining three zuz. But the original zuz, he doesn't become chayev as mazik, because that he wasn't mafsid the bialim. So now, let's take that a step further. So let's do an experiment. Fellow stole a keli that was worth one zuz. And now it's worth also one zuz. Didn't change in value. And he breaks it. So he certainly chayev one zuz as gazman from the original meister zayla. But is he chayev? But he's not chayev two zuz. Well, let me ask the question: this he's chayev one zuz, so he's chayev one zuz as ganav. But is he also chayev that zuz as mazik? What I'm saying now, no. because the as mazik, he wasn't mazik anything. You could have said, no, he's chayiv in one zuz, and that one zuz is both as ganav and as mazik, and it's just the same zuz is the chayiv mazik and the chayiv gazan, because he's chayiv from two angles. But I'm suggesting that, you know, based on this line of thought, that that's not so. He's chayiv one zuz as ganav, and he's not chayiv anything as mazik. Because in order to be chayiv as masik, you have to be mafsid the bialim. And here he wasn't mafsid the bialim anything. Because the one zuz he already owed to the bialim from before, as ganav. You with me so far? I'm just saying like a thought experiment. Hagam, maybe you'll say to me, one second. When he broke the keli, he was mafsid the bialim something. He was mafsid the bialim the end of the kli. Maybe the Bible likes that particular kli. Maybe it has sentimental value. Maybe it belonged to his grandmother or something. So he was master of the Bible, something. So why isn't he chayav as mazik mitzad that? It's just poshut. Maybe the end of the kli did have some value to the Bible, but that is not going to be able to restore by paying for it anyway. So the chiyuv mazik is not because that thing might have had a lot of sentimental value, but when he pays for it, he doesn't restore that anyway. So when the chiyuv mazik behechrik is only for what he was mafsid him in mumminus. When I break something of yours, so I mafsid you some kind of mumminus. So that's what I have to pay for that's what I have to make restitution for. But here where I already owe you the value of the keli asganav, so when I break the keli, I'm not mafsid you any mumminus. So it's not a mice and mazik. It's not able to be mechayiv you anything. Okay, so far we're in fairly firm ground. So now I want to go one step further. I stole a keli chavis in a machteres. Now I'm breaking it bachutz. That's the case that we're handling. When I stole the chavis in the machteres, was that neva? And let's say the chavis, obviously the chavis hasn't changed in value. It's the same. Let's say the chavis is worth 10 zuz. When I stole the chavis in the machteres, did I become chayav ten zuz? When I stole the chavis in the machteres, did I become a chayav ten zuz as ganav? So say no, kim le rabne. But Rashi shita is that kim le rabne is only dinah based, but etzim yistul chayav. There's a chiv in Dinei Adam. That's the din of Esther and Asatara. There's a chiv in Dinei Adam. There's a chiv in Dinei Adam to pay for the chavis. So that means that according to Rashi shita by Esther and Asatara of Yilvalima, when you steal a chavis in a machteres, you become a chayiv to pay for it as gadar. The only thing is that based in can't collect. Is based on it being done in the fashas, emelu kayach, to be managed in the fashas and in the moments. But a chiyuv moment he has. So now, when he gets out of the machteres and he breaks the chavis, so what was he mafsid the bialim? What exactly, what shabbos was he mafsid the bialim? The ten zuz, the shabbos of the chavis. Why was he mafsid the bialim, the shabbos of the chavis? He already owed the shabbos of the chavis to the bialim, as got him. The same way we said before that if you stole a keli, and then you broke it, and the keli didn't change in value. So the ma'aseh ma'aseh is not mechayiv you anything, because you weren't mafsid the bialim anything. You already owed him the value of the keli as ganav. So I'm saying l'chor the same thing is true in the machteres. According to Rashi Shita, that bav machteres that kim levavne is not a ptur. You still have the chiyuv just in a basin. So it comes out that when he stole the chavis in the machteres, he became chayiv to pay for the chavis. But unless he became chayiv to pay for the chavis, he really is chayiv to pay. Basin can't collect it, but he has the chiyuv. So now when he breaks the chavis, what was he mafsid the bialim? He wasn't mafsid the bialim any mamonis. Because any mamonis that the chavis had, he already owed to the bialim from before as ganav. So what, there is one thing though, that he was mafsid the bialim. What was he mafsid the bialim? What? Well, Ben, but that was the Ben. But that I said already before that the end doesn't count because he's not going to get back to the Ben anyway. That's not a reason to be mechayim. But here in this particular case, there's something else that the Bialim, as long as the Chavis was around, the Bialim had, and now that the Chavis is gone, the Bialim lose.
Chavis himself.
No, but that was just said before. That's the Chavis.
Dumb.
What?
Dumb.
No, you could be before. You could still be typhus. That Rashi sheet is given down, and you could be typhus. You're almost right.
Dumb.
What?
Dumb.
No, you're not mastered in the dumb because you own the dumb. You own the dumb from before. So by breaking, you're not really mastered in the dumb. The same thing we said but in this case, there's one thing the Baalim have. As long as the chavis is around, there's something the Baalim have that they can't, that they lose when you broke the chavis. As long as the chavis is around, because remember we stole it in Machteris. What? A right to go to base and to collect. See, as long as the chavis is around, even though this kimle deravmini, as long as the chavis is around, so we all like Rava. That notal, and the memoni gabok, you can go to base and you can collect. As long as the chavis is around, you can go to base and base will take it for you. Because on the chavis ve'en, we all like Rava. There's no kimle deravmini. There's only kimle deravmini if the chavis is broken. So that's, you're still chayiv, but basin can't collect, because basin can't be dandin in flushes and be dandin in mamelis. Aval notal, that's Rava's member, but notal, as long as the chavis is be'en, so you could still go to basin and say, look, basin, my chavis is sitting by him, and basin will go and send in the police, and they'll collect it for you. So now when I break, now that I broke the chavis, l'chayra, I'm being mazikim, the ability to collect the chavis and base them. So maybe that should be enough to call them to make me a mazik. That's the only candidate here that I should be called a mazik. I was just going over the same ground again. I started with a thought experiment. You stole a keli on a regular day, not on Shabbos, not on a machter. Stop. You stole a keli, it was with one zuz, and you broke it the next day. And it's worth exactly the same thing. So I'm suggesting that you're not a mazik at all. You have no chiyuvi mazik at all. Because you weren't mazik in any moments. Because what moments are you mazik in? The shavis of the keli? You already owe him the shavis of the keli from the gneva. So you have no chiyuv to make new. The mazik is not mechayiv you now. Because I was mazik it, so I was mazik in the value of the keli, so I have to make restitution. Why? That restitution I had to make to him anyway, I was ganav. So the chiyuv mazik is not a ma'ase mazik. I'm not really ma'asim him anything. So that's true in this case too. You stole the chavis and the machteris. According to Rashi, you have a chiyuv. The shkinle rabbi is not a ptur. So it was a chiyuv moment from the very beginning. The ma'ase gneva was mechayiv in the moment. So now when he breaks the chavis b'chutz, l'chora, it's not really a ma'ase mazik. I'm not being ma'asim him anything. Except that, no, there is one thing I am being ma'asim him, and that is that as long as the chavis was around, he'd go to basin and collect. Whereas now that I'm being mafsed, now that I break the chavis, so he can no longer collect the chavis mikoyach the original ma'asik neva, because on that already there's kimli d'rabbanei that basin can't collect. So maybe I should be called now a mazik because I'm being mafsed in the ability to collect. Maybe that's enough to make me into a mazik, and therefore there should be a new chiyuv. There should be a new chiyuv moman le'inyan that now basin can collect. The ma'asik mazik should be mechayev that basin can collect because I was mafsed the ability for basin to collect the chayv. So is that called a mazik? When you think of a case that might be similar to, is that called a mazik where you didn't cause any new hefster to the fellow, to the nizik, but you did cause him that now he's not going to be able to go to Beis Din to collect? We had a case like this once upon a time, not this year. A case where you were not mazik anybody, you were not, the mazik was not mazik the nizik anything. That wasn't really massive many shavius, but he did do something bad to him. That now the nizik will not be able to collect that which is coming to him. What? Yeah, service to Yosef Shacharev. That's the Gemara in where is the Gemara? Service to Yosef Shacharev. Gani. What? In the end, yeah, towards the end. I don't remember exactly the time. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Service to Yosef Shacharev. You have a shtachayv, and I go and I burn up your shtachayv. What was I mafsid? The chayv is still there. The guy still owes you the money. I wasn't really mafsid you anything. I mean, the piece of paper is worth a couple of cents. But I was mafsid you that now you're not going to be able to go to the basement to collect your chayv. If the loiv is honest, he'll pay you back anyway. But if he's not honest, you're not going to have recourse to basement. So I was mafsid you your ability to go to basement to collect. That's a machlekes. I made the chum for dan dinu de gani. How do we pass him? That's so clear. Many Rishonim passing like a mayor that we do tam dinu degarmi. But the Kuvi Rashi would hold that the way, because even though there's a Stam Mishnah like a mayor that we tam dinu degarmi, but Rashi's sheet in many places is that garmi is the same as grama. So you have a lot of gemaras about you have a couple of gemaras about garmi, and then you have a lot of gemaras about grama. Grama, as we assume, is always potter. Grama is often is potter. Then we have mayor is dam dinu degarmi. So most Rishonim hold this Tosfos in Baba Kama Chafes and Ramban and in Kuntres Din Begami Barichos. The Mechalak, the Gami is not the same thing as Rama in various ways. But Rashi Sheet in a few places is that Gami and Rama are synonymous terms. And in the Chanami, all those Gemara say, well, not Dan Din and Gami are not like Gami. Well, if you Rashi and Rama like them, then we don't hold the Gami. Because Gami is the same thing as Rama, and that's many Gemara that we're not Dan Din, that Rama is Potter. Gami is just Grom. So Ramey holds Grom as Chayef, but the lot of Gemara said Grom is Pum. So that's the one thing that we might not have over here is Gami, and I think the coin to Rashi Gami is perhaps not an issue. So because that's what I want to say. Maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's why Shiva is Pulter. So it's basically what I'm saying is, come Rav Shmuel says Rav Shimon said the book. Basically, what I'm saying is that when he showed the Chavis Bachutz, the Maisha Shvi'a, I can't be Mechayev Mitzad the Maisha Shvi'a, because the Maisha Shvi'a wasn't Masudim anything. I anyway owed him the money for the Chavis. So the Maisha Shvi'a wasn't Masudim. I was Masudim that now he can't go to the basement to collect. That's a Sarev Starosh Shulchaner. That could be doesn't count. So what could I be Mechayev Mitzad? I can only be Mechayev Mitzad the original Gneva. The original Gneva was above Machteris. The above Machteris is the above Machteris is Kimli Rabbani, meaning not that he's Potter, because Rashi Kimli Rabbani is not Potter. But as far as Basin is concerned, that he's potter. By the way, maybe this is misleading. The Mishnah says Shoivet that when you broke the Chavis and the Machteris, you're potter, right? That's the lashon of the Mishnah. Shiva is a Chavis, Yimesh le'dom chayv, Me'en le'dom potter. If you ask you, what does potter mean? More than the Din Shemai. Chayv even the Din Yodom. It means you're potter from Basin. A little bit strange, but according to Rashi, that's what it has to mean. I'm not making it up. That's just true according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Esmanos of Herafil Balimoi means that as far as Basin is concerned, you're potter. But as far as you're concerned, you're chayev, lots of shemayim. But lots of shemayim doesn't just mean the dina shemayim, means even the dina yodim tofus lima kinimine. So it's a little bit strange to lush from the Mishnah potter, but okay, have many gemars, kimuli rabbi is potter. And according to Rashi, kimuli rabbi doesn't mean potter in the regular sense. Potter means potter as far as Basin is concerned, but that's in your chayev. So, Here's clearly no different. So I just said one, yeah.
It's not really between the two cases, because when you are sorry to start, you're just getting rid of the bearer of who owes who money.
Right.
But the reason why we think like there is because there's no doubt.
Right.
But here we know that he took the person's club. Had it been then, you would have been able to fight. Now that he broke it, maybe there's a place to Bahali.
It doesn't matter why it's called. It's really the same thing. In both cases, the you weren't mastered in any moments. In the case of Shachar, you weren't mastered in any moment because the Loiba still owes him the money. And over here you weren't mastered in any money because you still owe him the money. Because you were because a Ganav is not, because a Ganav is a Ganav Machteris really is Chayim. What were you mastered him? You mastered him that basically won't be able to be blamed. So that's true in both cases. And that's called Gromish.
Isn't
the Sarish
also applied to the
low-level
version of the
Malach's Sarish? Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. So this one, I want to add one if this is in Kain Madvarim, if the Malach is good, so I think there would be one Rebach. We had a steer in Rashi. Because Rashi B'yos says Shiva B'chutz is Rashi B'yos says Shiva B'chutz is Polka. But Rashi in Ksuvus by the Sugil of Gon of Tavach B'Shabbos, Rishonim will quote Rashi. Why did Rabbi over there have to say Gona v'Tavach b'Shabbos? Why didn't Rabbi say Gona v'Shabbos v'Tavach b'Chol? It's also Potter because it made Neivein Tzvicha Lein Mechira. So Rashi said, right? That's the Rabbi said a member over there in Ksuvos. Gona v'Tavach b'Shabbos is Potter because even though on Knas is no Kimul Rabbanei, but since the underlying Karen you Potter from Kimul Rabbanei, without Karen you can't have Dalad v'Hei because Dalad v'Hei Omer Chmona v'Gimul v'Dalad. That's the Gemara. So Rishonim ask, why didn't Rabbi say a bigger Chiddush? Never mind Gona v'Tavach b'Shabbos. Even Gona v'Shabbos, v'Tavach b'Chol should also be Potter. Because since it's Kimli Rabbanei and the Keren, so if there's no Keren, you can't be Chayav Dalad v'Hei, even though you shechted it on Sunday. So Rashi answered, Rishonim answered there, we don't have this now, Rashi. But the Rishonim is, in the Rishonim's version of Rashi answered, that in that case you would be Chayav, Because even though the original Gneva can't be Mechayiv you because it was on Shabbos, but when you shechted it on Sunday, that's a new Maisa Gneva that's Mechayiv you Karen. So Chayim asked, really, Rashman the Chubit really it raises the objection. What do you mean? What about in Agamor it says, according to Rashi, the Balmor, the Rashba, all these, the Shiva Bechutz is Potter. So what's the difference? You see, in Agamor, he stole it in Machteris, and Yeshayver Bechutz, you're Potter. So if you were going on Shabbos and you shechted it on Bechol, you should be Potter as well from the Karen. So it's a steer in Rashi. Here Rashi holds that Shiva Bechutz is Potter. And in Ksuvas Rashi says that if you stole it on Shabbos and you shechted it Bechol, you're Chayev, because the shechting Bechol is a new Mechayev. So what can we answer now? In light of the above, what can we answer? Why is that different than over here? L'chora, I already owe the same thing. Kim Lid Rabin is out of tour. I still owe him the money. I really owe him the money for the para, for the original Gneva. So I'm not being master Dominican when I shecht it. It's still exactly analogous. The cases are, I think, are analogous. But one thing changed, yeah?
Tabach isn't
about causing the loss. It's the knas for... No, but we're not in the Karen. The knas, anyway, doesn't Kim Lid Rabin. The Nidin is on the Karen. Because I see from your expression, there's Rava. Agamor is Rava. Unless you might hear like the Mashal, but the way we do. But if you assume Agamor is Rava, Rashi says Rava all the time. Agamor is Rava. The Gemara over there is Rava. That's a very big difference. Because Rava holds Esten Asotara Vafilabal Imoi, the Kimli Rabbane is not a Ptur. It's only Dina Basin. But Rabba holds Kimli Rabbane is a Ptur. Now I said a few, we already went through this. Rabba holds Kimli Rabbane is a Ptur. How do I know that Rabba holds Kimli Rabbane is a Ptur? From that Gemara itself. Rabba says that if there's Kimli Rabbane and the Karen, then you're not Chayiv Dalet Vay either, because Dalet Vay Amar Chmanu Vay Gimel Vadalet. What do you mean Gimel Vadalet? It's not Gimel Vadalet, it's Dalet Vay. I'm Chayiv Karen. My basin can't collect it, but I'm Chayiv Karen. Even Dini Odom is Chayiv Karen. So there's a Karen, and there's a Gimel Vadalet, and then there's an. On top of that, you have another three and four is Dalet Vay. And the fact that Rabba had this svara that if it's Kimel Rabbane and Karen, we can't be Mechayiv the Dalet Vay either, because it's not Dalet Vay, it's Gimel Vadalet, and Dalet Vay Amar Chmanu Vay Gimel Vadalet. It doesn't have a Shem Dalet Vay, it only has a Shem Gimel Vadalet. You see that Rabba holds the Kimli Rabbane is a Ptur. And that's not terrible because we know Rabba that Esten Asutur is a Machlaikis Tanoim. It's a Machlaikis Amurayim. Rabba said Esten Asutur feel well, and our Papa's Chaylik. Papa there in the Sukkis Chaylik and Esten Asutur. So Rabba could hold like our Papa. And then I said this in Ksuvas, I didn't say it, I don't think I said it this time around. If you look in the Sukkis in Ksuvas, Dabla Amadal and Obey, that Sukkis, Gan of Atomach for Shabbos, the next Gemara has the same member from our Papa. That if you sold a gdi,
it's a par gnu below.
One was a par, one was a gdi, or something like that. The same case, not the same case. Our papa said the same thing. So the Gemara says, "What's our papa's chiddush? Our papa, if our papa's telling me that applies to different animals, so the Gemara has a psachid. No, there's something that our papa didn't say in Rabba. But the member of Rabba is a member of our papa too, and we know our papa holds kibbutz Rabba and he's a ptur. Because our papa's one is chaylik in Baba Kama and Baba Mitzvah. Our papa's the bar pluk the Rava, who's chaylik in the Vesna Sotara Vafila Baal Iman. So it's not drachic to say that this member of Gan of Atalach HaShabbos, which is a member of Rabba and Rapapa, goes with Rapapa's Shita that Kimli Rabbane is a Ptur. But Rava holds Kimli Rabbane not a Ptur, it's only Din and Basin. So it's Tim's Gavalik. By us, Rava says Shiva is Potter. That's Rava Lashitosi Kimli Rabbane not a Ptur. The Gemara over there, Rashi over there, is explaining Rabba. Why did Rabba say Gan of and Rapapa for that matter? Why did Rabba and Rapapa say Gan of Atalach HaShabbos? Why did they say Gan of HaShabbos Atalach B'chol? Because if you go on Shabbos and tell them the tefillah will be mechayim. Rabbi's not a steer at all. Shalom aleichem. That's Rabbi and Rapapa. They go b'shitas Rapapa. Kim Rabbi is a ptur. Here we're going in Rava. Kim Rabbi's not a ptur at all. You're really chayim from the gneva. If you're chayim from the gneva, then the shear is not a new mechayim. That's my. That's what I want to say. This is already more than Rav Shmuel quotes from Rav Shimon. The chayim with Rava and Rabbi. That's me. The Rav Shmuel just said the svara. Rav Shmuel just says from Rav Shimon the svara. I think he says he heard it from Rav Shimon himself that this far that it's that the shvir can't be mechayev because since Kim the Rabban is not a ptur, you were chayev anyway, so the shvir is not really massive anyway. Okay, let's go on. Move on. Let's go on to the Gemara. This was a lot. There's a lot of things that we did in the sugya. Like this sugya has a lot of sugyas in it. We had the sugya of Chiyuv Einzin. Yeah, I'm just reminiscing, but this is a lot of. We had the issue: is the ganav kind of, is a ganav in general kind of lechayfis legamrei? So, like, what's the nature of a chiyav hashava? Is that you kind of lechayfis legamrei, and the hashava is just like idis, like it's a chiyav tashlumin, or is the chiyav hashava my neil, the kinyan? It was that whole, you know, chatzim sefer, Rav Chanan, Shimon, that whole discussion. That's the sugya over here. And then there was the issue of Shiva Bachutz, who we've just been talking about, the Ramban, the Balamor, Rashi. What else did we talk about in the sugya? A lot of things. I really forgot what else do we have in the sugya. Then we have the issue of Tfisa, to the bottom places. The Tumas Kasha, why didn't he take it as Tfisa? Yeah, okay, to Rich Sugar. Let's go on. Tana Rabbana. Ein Lei Domim. Im Zorach Hashem HaShalach. So, where's Dashlin? What's the Lush of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Im Machteres Yimotzi HaGanov, Ein Lei Domim, Im Zorach Hashem HaShalach, Domim Lei. The Bryce is dashing. This Bryce is dashing that Ein Lei Domim is going on in Zorach Hashem HaShalach. Kilu it says, I mean, you could read that way. Just take away the two dots. Ein Lei Domim im Zorach Hashem HaShalach. Vichy Hashem HaShalach bevad Zorcha. Ele boi lecho adove kashemesh she'ein lo yisholom imoch hageu vimlav alta hageu. So this Bryce it says that you have to have a boi lecho adove kashemesh that he's ein lo yisholom imoch, that he's coming to kill you. But Stam, you're not allowed to kill him. On the other hand, we have another verse that says the other way around. Now we're punctuating the pasuk the other way. If you're not for sure that he's Shalom Yimoch, then you're not allowed to kill him. But being loud, but Stam, Hargev, you're allowed to kill him. So Kashi Stoma Stoma. So the verses, the two verses are Saisa. So the word Loi Kashi Kan Ba'Aval Abain Kan Bebain Ala Of. And this is Omar Rav. Called the Osi Aloy b'Machtar to Katinu Le Levam Rav Chanina Barshelo. By Taima, Ilay Mishum the Tzadikul. Osi b'Machtar. What kind of Tzadik is he if he's coming Machtar? Ela Mishum the Kimli b'Gavei the Merachem Alai Kirachem Aval Aben. So you see that it's not Dafka Aval Aben. Could be another person who you know that he loves you like Aval Aben. So you would have the same status. So what does Rashi say? Okay, guys, the Torah ban ein leidomim imzor chashem shalom. Elim bar lechadov kashemesh ein leishalom imachageil. Ein leidomim v'samach imzor chashem shudasin smukim. Ein masay mutul hargai v'zman shashem imzor chalav klaim shebar lechashil hargai chaba im kamei kenegdoi. Aval misofik. This is talking about what? This is talking about aval aben. So if you know for sure that he's coming to kill you, so you're allowed to kill him. But misofik, al tagei, you're not allowed to kill him. So if you have a sofik, you're not allowed to kill him. V'tanya yidoch. Mizrach Hashem Hashalav Damu Loi. Emes Lei Osel Hagi. Bezman Shizrach Hashem Hashalav Kolemer. Shibor Lecha Adova Koer. Shu Rachmani Alecha. Vafil Afa Aymen Kenek Bechal Hasul Meidchum Yodol Yargecha. Vim Lav Shisofiku. Shisofiku Lecha Hargeu. So Kashin Adodi. So at least now at this point in the world when he was asking the Stira, there's two stomach cases are a Sofik. That's much more than they're a Sofik. Now he was still, what's the name of a Sofik? One Bryce says a Sofik is Mutarikul. The other Bryce says a Sofik is not Mutarikul. So what's the Gemara's Teret? Avavala ben, Machteres, mi Sofik, al Yargeu benoi. Devade rachma yaval benoi. Veafilu hum atzal mwenu lo Yargeu, hilka chadom ulo yachi, vodu lucha kashem, mishrach zore lecho visenecho. The Mashmoyis of Rashi is that by Avala ben, even though when it's a Sofik, it's not a Sofik, it's a Vada. Kilo, it looks like Sofik, it's not a Sofik. Vadai, the Vadai Rachmaya Aval Benoi. So, no, is it a Sofik or is it a Vadai? So Rashi starts off, he says it's a Sofik. But then he says, don't kill him, he's Sofik, because he's Vadai not coming Largecha. So is it a Sofik or is it a Vadai? So Rashi starts off by saying Sofik, and then he gives him to Vadai. So the Poshut side is, it's a Chiddush by Aval Aben. I would have said, Avala Ben, maybe it is a Suffolk, but me Suffolk, you can't kill him. Rashi seems to say, no, there is no Suffolk. Misafik is not a Safik, because the Chazak is that he's not going to kill him. And what about Ben Elahav? Or Koskin Inish to Alma? Hageo Misafik. Here in the Safik, you are allowed to kill him. The Vadei Adai to Dahochi also, because even though in a way it's a Safik, because you don't have any positive knowledge, but it's not a Safik. There's a Vadei that Adai to Dahochi also. So even though it looks like a suffix, Rashi's saying, but Lamais it's a vada. And it sounds like in Rashi it's a vada in both directions. Part of this is really Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, and that hey. The Gemara, it's that over there, and how do we know that the Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? So the Gemara says there was a whole discussion among the Tanoim, how do we know that the Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? And each one said a different reason, a different mocker in Torah, the Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. One of them said, Sesfara, Chalal of Shabbos, Achas, Beish, Yishma, Shabbos, is Harbe. Rabbi Shmuel said, we learned that from Boba Machteres. See, by Boba Machteres, that we kill the Ritzayach for the Pikuch Nefesh of the Balabais. So that's a Raya, but the Madach Ritzayach, says the Kalachim, Madach Ritzayach, which is more Chomer, for Pikuch Nefesh, which is Mutter, or Madach for Pikuch Nefesh. So Shabbos, which is not as Chomer as Ritzayach, so Allah has, I forget exactly why, but we know it's not as, so Shichas Dom is more Chomer, and yet you see for Pikuch Nefesh we're Matir it. So Shabbos, so Allah has Kama V'Cham, but then we're Matir Chil Shabbos by, we're Matir Shabbos by, for Chil Shabbos for Pikuch Nefesh. I'm going to come back to Gemara, because it's a Shara Gemara. But the Gemara, then, that's Rabbi Shmuel. And the other Tanaim said other theories. And then the Gemara says that Shmuel said another reason. Shmuel said, because the Chai Ben, Veloi Shiyomus Ben, because also. So the Gemara says, Omer Rava or Rabba, I don't remember now. Turns out it's important to know if it's Rava or Rabba all the time. You never know when it's going to come back. Anyways, he says, Lekulu Islu Pircha. All these other theories of Pikuch Nefesh, they all have a Pircha. Levami the Shmuel. Shmuel's the best one. And it goes to one Rama, what's the Pircha to all of the various ones? So it says, and the one of Bob Machteres is a Pircha, because Ashkechen Vadai, since it says Chazoka in the Maimon Asmei Al Mamonoi, so Bob Machteres is a Vadai. So you only see that we're Machal, that we're Matir in Isser for a Vadai Pikuch Nefesh. But Sofik Minai, how do we know that we're Matir Chil Shabbos for a Sofik Pikuch Nefesh? But the Chai Behem already tells me that even by a Sofik we're Matir Pikuch Nefesh. That's the Gemara. So Akaponim, it says Beferish in that Gemara that Bob Machteres is not a Sofik, it's a Vadai. I think that's the Rashi over here as well. It looks like a Sofik, but the Chazaka tells me that it's a Vadai. You see in Rashi a Chiddush that it's a Vadai in both directions. Notice, if I only had the Gemara in Yuma, I would say, by a Ben Ala Av, or a Sama person in an Av, so the Torah said you're allowed to kill him, the Torah is Megalu with the Chazaka that it's a Vadai. But Avala Ben, who says it's a Vadai? Maybe Avala Ben is just a Sofik. And that's why he's not Mutter, because it's a Sofik, and we're not Mutter if we suffer. Smash and Rashi. But Rashi's mashma that it's a vada in both directions. There's never any sofik. If it's Av Ben, it's a sofik that he's not coming for Lahariga. And if it's Ben Alav, then it's sofik. Then there's a vada that he is coming Lahariga. And it never falls under the heading. There's never a case of, at least by Bob Machteres. There's never a case of sofik. As rational taka, maybe it is a suffix. Maybe Adal Ben is a suffix. Misafik, you can't kill him. Maybe from that, yeah.
Are you allowed to kill a suffix early in general?
So that's a shayla nechayim. Are you allowed to kill a suffix early? Maybe in the Tesefta. Tesefta says, "I was perked out of halacha." Hey, so my boy Machteres. Bob Machteres. In Bo Larig, Matzil Meisiv Ben Ashley. Little moment, if he's only coming to take money, but not Larig, and Matzil Meisiv Ben Ashley. Sofik Bo Larig, with Sofik Bo Little moment. Bob Machteres, who's a Sofik, I don't know if you're actually, how could he ever be a Sofik? If it's Ben Al Av, it's Vade Wong. Zavalaben and Savadi the other way. How do you ever have a case of a suffix? Not so clear, but the Tosefta says, if it is a suffix, suffix bolarg, suffix bolito moment, ain't matzilin oisir, then you're not allowed to kill him. Shnemrim zorcha shemesh olav domim loy. V'chi olav bevad chama zeraz. V'lai chala oilim yizerachas. V'lai mazrichas Hashemesh shu shalom loilim. Avze, kol zman shata idea, it's a new drosha. Mazrichas Hashemesh shu shalom loilim. It's not like the drosha of the Gemara. Where's drosha is that in the bar lecha milsuk and kashemesh. But the Sefer's drosha is just like the shemesh is shalom loilim. Shemesh rises and it's, a little bit of Harry. I forgot that. Anyway, I'm put. Ma shemesh shalom la'olam af ze. Because man shata yedei sheyes sholim hemenu ben bayoyim ben belayla ein matzilin oisir ben afshe. So the pasuk says im zorcha shemesh olav damim loy. If the shemesh was zorcha olav damim loy, means if he's coming with sholim, if he's coming with sholim like the shemesh, which is sholim, then damim loy, you're not allowed to kill him. Because man she'ein ata yedei she'ein sholim hemenu, but if you don't know that there's no sholim from him, the gears is a little bit messed up. I think on the bottom he's they play with the gears, because that doesn't seem to make any sense, the gears. First it says that it's a suffix, you're not allowed to kill him. But then the drusha seems to go the other way. Im zorch Hashem is olav damim loy. The zriches Hashem is sholem lo'olam. So therefore, kol zman shata yedea sheyesh sholem emenu, if you know that he's coming with sholem, like the shemesh comes with sholem, you know that he's coming with sholem, so ein matzilin oisir b'nafshei, you're not allowed to kill him. So that sounds like, then if it's a suffix, you are allowed to kill him. The Sefer just said, if it's a suffix, you're not allowed to kill him. Yechol zman she'ein ata yedea she'ein sholem hemenu. But if you don't know that he's coming for sholem, then you are allowed to kill him. Yeah, so there's something wrong here in the Girsa. First it says that misafik, you're not allowed to kill him. But then the drusha seems to say the other way around, that you are allowed to kill him. So you have to be makir some way. It's not clear what the right Girsa is in the Sefer. And then it says, Yisrael came on, Blesim and Yankiv. Blesim and Yankiv said it's even more. Hoyushum kadi yayin, b'kadi shemen, v'shobon, v'shoshu chosar, and he broke them, so he's chayef. He's chayef to pay for the chobis. Because since it's a suffix, and you're not allowed to kill him, so you have to pay for the chobis. So what's the Yisrael came? What's this word? Yes, okay, not my blessed active. So Shmuel writes in the Shidur, Shmuel writes that he heard from Naftali Wasserman, I think of Elchanan, his son was killed in the war, if I'm not mistaken. And he says he was his friend. It was from Shmuel's friend. So he heard from Naftali Wasserman that he said Pshat and Tisefta. The Pshat is Mispakish and Tisefta. Maybe we can figure out on our own. L'chor, what does it say in this Tisefta? Very interesting Tisefta. It says if it's a suffix, you can't kill him. Bob Machter says it's a suffix, you can't kill him. But the drasha of Zorachal of Hashem is a little bit, not so clear how to be. Something has to give him the girsa. But fine, we'll be back here the drasha. But it says that it's suffix, you're not allowed to kill him. And the Yisrael came up and blessed him in Yankiv, that if he breaks the chobos, then he's chayav to pay for the chobos.
He's actually called the Yishlodavit. Meaning, just when he's suffix, what does it mean he's actually called the Yishlodavit?
Right. In other words, I would have said that's what he said basically. He said the chiddush is I would have said it's a suffix, so misafik can't kill him. But misafik hamaisim chera l'haraya. As far as money is concerned, there's a suffix kimi l'drabine. So he should be potter. At least he should be potter from the moment. So yes, it came on a blessing and Yaakov, but even more that if he's a suffix, but if the bog matheres if he's a suffix, not only can't you kill him, but he doesn't even have the nukim l'drabine. It's not even a suffix kimi l'drabine. Why not? It's a suffix, so he's suffix. Why is he talking about it from the chavis? So we can say one or two things. Either we'll say that since the mice you can't kill him, the suffix you can't kill him, the the whole din of roidiv, we'll talk later on with Shem, the whole din of roidiv is latzalas anidav of chaimai. Roidiv is built on latzalas anidav. If it's not a chiyav misa be'etzim, it's a chiyav misa mitzad latzalas anidav. So Lashal, you have a guy, let's say, was a suffik mechal Shabbos and he broke a chavis. So he would probably be pulled him in the chavis. Because if he was mechal Shabbos, he's chayav misa be'etzim. So he's suffik, he's pulled him in the chavis. But right, if not chayav misa be'etzim, he's chayav misa latzalas anidav. That only makes sense if you can actually kill him latzalas anidav. But if he's a suffik, well, the skin of fashis, where you're not allowed to kill him, so there is no latzalas anidav over here, so mele, he's not chayav misa at all. It's also sting over here as a suffik. Since we can't kill him, latzolus anidav, then he's not chayav misa. That's what Rav Naftali. That's what Shmuel brings from Rav Naftali. You're saying maybe a different part. That since we learn that from the pasuk of Himzarchal of Hashemesh, somehow there's a drush over here. So the pasuk is saying the din of Ein Leidomim, the din of Bob Machteres, that he becomes chayav misa is only where it's Zarchal of Hashemesh, where it's like a Zrich Hashemesh that we know bevadai that he's coming aliskei in the flushes. But we don't know the Vada that is coming unless he's in the Fashas, then he doesn't go into the Parashah Bava Machteres in the first place. And if not in the Parashah Bava Machteres, then he's not a Reif. And this maybe ties into the idea that we've talked about in the past, that Bava Machteres is L'chor not a Reif of Mamish. The Rambam says that it's only Rishus to kill a Bava Machteres, which is hard to understand, but Kabbalah is not a regular Bava, it's not a regular Reif. He's not cutting Mamish with a knife. It's Hashem Sofer, Yod HaTorah L'Sof Dayak, the Torah gave him a din of a Reif. Like we had also Beben Saramara, the Ramah, not Mamish a Reif. The Torah gave him a din of a roidiv. So Bob Machteres, the Torah gave him a din of a roidiv. But the Torah only gave him a din of a roidiv when there's a zricha shemesh that he's bald, that's gonna fashes. But when there's no zricha shemesh that he's bald, that's gonna fashes, then he's not a roidiv. It could be a regular roidiv, maybe misafik is a roidiv. But above Machteres misafik, it lacks in the zorcha shemesh olav. Then you have to know how the drush of zorcha shemesh olav goes. In Agamor, it sounds like in zorcha. Well, yeah, the lacks him, you know, it's one of the two drushes of the Braisa is that in order to kill him, you need zorcha shemesh olav. That im zorach Hashemish olav targeil, im lab al targeil. Sorry, more dashing that by Abel Aben. But maybe it's a gilui milsov here. That's what it seems to say in Tesefta. There's a new drasha. It's a new drasha, really. You have to know the drushes. You have to. It's hard not to clear what the. There's another nekuda here. Maybe I'll. If you only had our Gemara, we never saw this Tosefta. So I would say there's no drusha that he has to be a vaday. Bava Machteres has to be a vaday. There's a drusha that an Avel Aben has to be a vaday, because his default is the other way around. Okay, by Aben Elav, the drusha is that if he's a vaday not, then you can't kill him. So in the Gemara itself, you don't find the drusha, some Zricha Shemesh drusha that says in order to kill a Bava Machteres, he has to be a vaday. No such, in the Gemara itself, you don't have such a drush. And if I only had the Gemara, maybe there's no such svara. But here I have a Tesefta that says that misafik you're not allowed to kill him. You don't know exactly what the case is, but somehow when you have a suffik, you're not allowed to kill him. You know, well, the case is hard to figure out what it is. Is it Avala Ben? Then it's not a suffik. If it's Avala Ben, I mean, what's the case of suffik? Maybe the Tesefta is talking about Avala Ben, and it holds Avala Ben is a suffik. Not like Rashi. I don't know. But somehow the Tosefta is envisioning a case of a Sofik. We don't know. It's hard to know exactly what the case might be. I get maybe kind of a case where it's a Sofik Avala Ben Alav. Maybe you don't know if it's his father or his son. It's dark. So maybe that would be a Sofik. You don't know who this guy is. He might be an Av. He might be a Ben. So that's a Sofik. But that could be a good case. So anyway, you have a case of a Sofik. And the Tosefta says you can't kill him. But the Tosefta says, why can't you kill him? And it quotes a Drasha. Now, Ka'omer, the Drasha is hard because the way we have the Gersh and the Drasha seems to say the other way around. That if he's coming vaday al iskei shalom, then you're not allowed to kill him. That sounds like that's the opposite that we want to get out of this drasha. So you have to be magi in the tesefta. But let's say it will be magi in the tesefta. It's the other way around. Imzorcha shemesh olav, you know, maybe it's imzorcha shemesh olav ein leidomim. So it goes both ways. Imzorcha shemesh olav, like we had in the right. Ein leidomim imzorcha shemesh olav. Maybe it's that punctuation. But whatever it is, somehow it's, if we want to be somehow, the Tosefta seems to be saying there's a drush over here that in order to kill him, you need. Yeah, but it's hard because the Tosefta is dashing Zorach Hashemesh Olav to mean that he's coming l'toyva, like the Shemesh comes The Shemesh comes with beneficence, the universal beneficence. So the Tosefta is translating Zorcha Shemesh to mean he's coming with Toyma. So he's coming for sure. Yeah, I don't know. It's not hard to work out this Tosefta. I don't know. Maybe you'll work on it. What's the right gist here in the Tosefta? I can't make the drasha fit with what the Tosefta seems to be saying. Because the Tosefta seems to be saying Misofik is potter. And Yisrael came. Not only is he potter Misofik, but there's no kumar rabbi either Misofik. You don't say much in the chavel of a rabbi. So either way, I was explaining where I'm telling you, Asim says, because there's no dinatzolos tanirduf over there. Where maybe the way it's maybe the way it might be mashed into sefta, that somehow there's a drasha involved. But what is the drasha? It's hard to get what the drasha is. It's hard to get the drasha to fit with the din. And that's when we might be in the sefta the other way. With the sefta saying that Misofik, you're allowed to kill him. But then what's the yeser thing? Misofik, you're allowed to kill him. And then Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov will have to make a gear saying, yes, you're okay, not only you're allowed to kill him, but he's potter from the Chavos. So you're allowed to kill him. Of course he's potter from the Chavos. Why is that a yes, you're okay? And that yes, you're okay, is mashmah that there's two ways to make a Tosefta. We can make a drosh and we can make a din. It's very hard to make a din because then the yes, you're okay doesn't make any sense. Well, I might even make a drosh. I don't know how to make sense out of the drosh. Okay, I don't know. That's homework. Look at this. I have a whole program to think about. Just look at this Tosefta and try to figure out some to make some sense out of this Tosefta. What could be right here from the Tosefta? That's one thing to think about. Then a second thing to think about is the Gemara in Yuma that I just told you. Hey, I'm out. Rabbi Shmuel wants to learn out Pikuach Nefesh and Din HaRoidim. Very hard thing. Rabbi Shmuel is very hard to understand. The Chayim asked this. Are you allowed to kill somebody for Pikuach Nefesh? I'm sick, and the only refu is to be roichetz b'dome of this like power. Are you allowed to kill somebody for pikuach nefesh? Why not?
It
doesn't matter. So how come by a roid if you're allowed to kill him for pikuach nefesh? Why do you say roichetz nefesh k'nei nefesh? You have to say because a roidif, there's a chiyav misa on the roidif. The Torah, a roidif is chiyav misa. That's your chaim. That's Erev Chaim's mazal in the roidif. Chaim says that the roidif is basically atzolos and nidif. But what happened? They nefesh b'nei nefesh. B'nei nefesh. So the answer is because a roidif has a chiyav roidif. The chiyav roidif allows you to kill. Takes off the issur. Now you're allowed to kill. Rav Chaim adds, but even though there's a chiyav roidif, but it's also atzolos and nidif. The chiyav roidif is only atzolos and nidif. That's Rav Chaim explains the Gemara about Taitziyahu versus Rashi, which we'll talk about more when we get to it. We talked about it in the past. But Al-Kaponim, L'chor, that's the Hasbara of Raidav, somewhere along those lines. No. It's Atzolos HaNidav, but you can't stop kill somebody like Atzolos HaNidav. You have to come out to the fact that it's a Chiyav Raidav. The Chayim also point out that there has to be a Chiyav Raidav. If there's no Chiyav Raidav, how would you have Kim Levi driving it? Kim Rabbi is because he's Chayav Nisa. It's a Chiyav Raidav. So if there's a Chiyav Raidav, so killing him is not necessary in the first place. So where do you see you doing that Avera for Pikuach Nefesh? Manashach, is killing this guy, killing the Bar Machteres, is that Ritzicho or is not Ritzicho? If it's Ritzicho, so then how am I allowed to do it? My chos is the Dom of the Doch, my chos is the Dom of the Doch Sumut Tvek. LMI, he has a Chiyav Misa. If he has a Chiyav Misa, then it's not Ritzicho to kill him. That's Chiyav Misa based on is it Ritzicho to kill him? Havara, there's no Issa to kill him. So it's based on his Mitzvah to kill him. So there's no Issa to kill him. If there's no Issa to kill him, then how do you learn out from there that he can be Chal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh? Maybe you can't be Michal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh because Michal Shabbos is an Isser. But killing a Raidif is not an Isser because he's Chayim Isser. So that's by itself needs a husband. What's the pshat in that command? Yeah, okay, those are the two things. Again, and the last, or maybe also the top Taisus. We didn't do the top Taisus, but just to think about what's the Machlekes Rashi and Taisus in the top Taisus. Maybe it bears on these issues.